Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. Today we're gonna get a little sexy because one of my clients made a little mistake in the early stages of dating. And I think this is something that is a little bit of a touchy subject, especially in this feminist era that we are in. Because we all want to be sex positive, and I in no way am in any position to ever like slut shame anybody or like disempower women sexually, because I believe that, like, honestly, I think that women want sex just as much as the guys, if not more. But we've just been disempowered through the teachings, the religious teachings about sex, and our parents' own inability to talk to us about sex, and the fact that schools basically, like, just don't do it. So as young females, we just were really stupid and didn't know anything and figured the guys would know what to do. So whatever. But that's not, I digress. This is a tangent. But what happened is that she, just outside of, you know, almost a year outside of a 5-year relationship, and she hired me to help her to move through the negative emotions from the past, some basically abusive relationship, and be able to move back into dating confidently. And so, she met this guy on one of the dating apps, and he, pretty good match. They really hit it off. He was saying lots of lovely things. And, you know, I told her one of my rules, one of the standards that I have for my clients when dating is you're not allowed. I call it a standard. It's not a rule because it's a guideline. I mean, you can break it if you want to, but I said, you know, we're not going to have any commitment for 3 months. You're going to take 3 months to get to know him. And she was able to follow that one. But he was like, oh, I'm not going to see anybody else. I really like you. Like, I'm all about you. And he was showing that. Well, in a moment of weakness, she gave in within the first month of dating. And they did sleep together. She stayed the night and they slept together. And even though it was within the first month, she hadn't really been on many dates with him. I always recommend, as one of the standards, to wait at least 21 dates. 21 dates. You might be like, oh, Keely, that's like a lot of dates. Like, that's a lot of time. That means I won't be like having fun for like a bit of time, you know? And I was like, but here's why this is important. And this is something that I read about in many of the relationship books that have been written by men. There's a book called What Men Want. I found it at a thrift store. You guys, like, seriously, thrift stores are the place to find the best personal development books because they're often written by independent writers that are, or like coaches like myself, that just put their wisdom out there, their life experience. It's not based on a bunch of like hoity-toity, like fancy scientific facts, whatever. It's like written based on experience. So this book is called What Men Want. It's written by three professional guys in 1991. And one guy's a doctor, the other guy's a accountant, bookkeeper, CPA, whatever you call him. And the other one's a actual writer, I think. He's a writer or he's a lawyer. I think he's a lawyer, actually. And they wrote this book. And in the book, there is a whole chapter on sex. And what they said, all of them agreed. They said, we subconsciously, without even knowing it, lose interest in a woman if she gives in to having sex with us too soon. Because we value things that we have to work for. And they're talking about themselves, considering themselves high value men. And like, they're the ones that want to protect and provide for a woman. And they like paying for the dates and like inviting them on vacations and like, you know, paying the rent and the mortgage and all that. There's those type of guys. Like, they are, I read the whole book. They sound like really nice guys. And they said this, they said that naturally, men like to chase, and they want to chase, and they want to pursue, and they put pressure on the woman to have sex. But that doesn't mean they really want the woman to give in. And this is like hard for us to like fathom, because a lot of times we become people pleasers and we want him to like us. And so we think if we have sex early, they'll make him like us more. But it actually just causes him to be like, oh, well, that was easy. I got what I wanted. Now I don't have to work so hard. And that's when a lot of times when we have sex too early, they start pulling back. And that like makes us anxious, especially if we have an anxious attachment style. We'll start getting anxious because we like feel it. And that's what she said to me. She said, you know, I was vulnerable with him. And I told him some things I probably shouldn't have. And when we slept together again, actually, I think it was the second time she slept with him. She didn't admit it the first time, but I think it was the second time. And he, after that, he changed. She's like, you can just tell, because she's empathetic. She hyper-attunes to people's emotions. She could tell there wasn't as much like romantic text messages, heart emojis. He wasn't sending her as many pictures. And there was definitely a change. And I told her, I said, it's not because you were vulnerable with him. And if it was, you don't want to be with that type of man that when you open up and are vulnerable with him, it makes him uncomfortable and he takes it personally, runs away. That's just a weak man. But I would say that part of this is due to you having, giving in to having sex with him too early. And it's perfectly fine. Like this morning I left her a message like, girl, like sow your wild oats. This is your first relationship outside of, an abusive relationship. Like give yourself grace. It's okay. You didn't ruin anything. Like on to the next one. There's a buffet of men out there. But this is a word of caution. Like if you step back into the dating pool and you meet a guy you really like and you're really into and you consider him to be a long-term thing, just wait. Like I know it's hard. I know he's sexy. I know you want to do it, but just wait. Give it time. Make him work for it. Like he will value it so much more. He'll value you. He'll value the relationship if he has more sweat and skin in the game before you actually give in to doing that. And for us, it's such a vulnerable thing. Yes, I have had plenty of flings. And with those flings, I didn't care about the guy. I just was like having fun, taking what I wanted, leaving no trace and peacing out. But there's a difference between that type of sex and actually intimacy and sex with someone that you actually really like. And you really care about, because the first time you have sex with that guy, you're going to be like, wow, I'm experienced, but I'm nervous because I really like you. And those are two different situations. So if you are just like, oh, he's fun for now, I'm not really into a long-term relationship with him, like just have fun. Like that's great. But if you're really into him and you're like, this could be one for a long-term thing, like just hold out and you'll see the longer you hold out. It's also a little test, because there's a lot of like wounded masculine guys out there. And when you hold out too long, they take it as a stab to their ego and they will lash out at you. And this is why a lot of women give in, because they start feeling like they're making him angry and they're like, oh, I just want to be happy. But you don't want to. Also, sex isn't like a soul level energetic exchange. And if you give your energy and you take on the energy of some wounded masculine guy that is offended and hurt because you don't want to sleep with him yet, like you're going to have to be doing some Reiki to get that negative energy off of you. So just hold out. If you like him, get to know him. 21 dates is not a hard and fast magic number, but that's like something to strive for. Maybe you make it 18. Maybe you make it 25 dates, whatever. But what is a date? A date is also, I would say, an occasion of meeting up that lasts more than 45 minutes or even a half an hour. Even if it's just like he has time at lunch break and you guys meet up for a half an hour to 45 minutes to have like lunch together, or you grab coffee in a little moment. I would say that's it. But 5 minutes just to give you a hug? No, it doesn't count, girl. More than that. Because maybe he's listening to my podcast and he's like, oh, she's holding out. I got to slip in there for 5 minutes so I can get a little check mark off the calendar. But no, 21 dates is a good number. And that is something I read in a book. I'm pretty sure it was that What Men Want book. It was like this, like, try to strive for 21 dates. And that was their number they'd come up with. And I don't remember the author's name. Shame on me. I'm so bad with names. But it's called What Men Want. And it was like a book from 1991. And the three guys standing on the cover look like something from a Seinfeld episode. Like their clothes, they're like, you know how like they always wore like professional shirts, but they weren't fitted. They were like super boxy. And everything was like super baggy, boxy. And the guys were like lanky and tall. That's what it was like. It looks like that. But it was a good book. And it taught this. And then putting it into practice and seeing it with my clients. And even in my own life, like, it's really interesting to see the psychology of courting and dating and relationships. And how when you date someone that isn't conscious, how they follow these behaviors and patterns. Our consciousness is what allows us to be different. But when we're not conscious of our own behaviors and we go on autopilot, we typically follow this behavioral pattern. So anyway, until next time, I will talk to you again soon.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.